Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul, checking in with you one more again. Thank you for tuning in, for those that tune in, and those that don't, you can always check us out right after the episode. We're going to have some fun today with one of my old homies from my college years when I first started. And should be fun. Definitely should be fun. So I'm gonna try to get on the line in a little bit. When she comes on, I think we'll have a good conversation. I'm hoping we'll have a good conversation. Give you some background on my homie, and how we came to know each other, also talk about some topics with it. But until then, just wanted to give a shout out to my sports fans, Chicago sports fans, as always. It's always fun to talk to you guys. KDM posts earlier in the week where I definitely want to talk about that with him. Oh, man. So, apparently, we're having some technical difficulties as usual. So, I'm going to tell her to adjust herself and call in again. It's always funny with this show, man. I swear, if I ever understood how the show worked, I would be good. There's always something going on. There's always something crazy. I think she called in too fast. I think that's what happened. So, we're going to see if we can get her back on. But, like I said, there is some sports talk I want to talk about, KDM. And I think I'm trying to get my homie Jimmy on. Like, he put up a post earlier in the week about the Bears and what they should do. You know, it's coming close to draft time and the end of the NFL season. So I think we should get definitely a show about that going on. And we're going to see where it goes from there. But that should be fun. I also want to touch on the Bulls. They're still in fourth place in the NBA. And that's somewhat good. And we're going to see what's happening. But, as always, we should be all right. So, also, K-Dale got one show coming tomorrow. And, looking forward to that one. So, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it's been a week. It's been a fun little thing going on. Let me make sure I get the right number. Sometimes I slip up on the number, and that's my fault. Check. Yeah, that's the right number. I'm pretty sure that's the right number. Oh. Wait. Of course, this would be me if this happens to. Yep, gave it a wrong number. Yep. And now I'm literally texting, and I know she's gonna laugh at me like this. That's totally you, boy. That's something you would do. So let me give her the right number, and we'll be with y'all on these topics real quick. That's my fault, y'all. I always mess up. If I was able to get stuff right, we would probably have phenomenal shows. And the funniest part is, I texted her this almost 30, 40 minutes ago. So I could at least check the number, right? And make sure it's right, right? I could at least do that. but of course I did not. When you try to get stuff done, You want it to work right, sometimes it go left, but that's the best part about it, because then you can keep going. So hopefully it gave her the right number. I'm looking at it right now, so of course it should be the right number, and we'll go try to get on the line see if we're gonna have a fun show. She's probably gonna be mad at me, so I guess we could kind of switch the topic too. I know she gonna be like, bruh, like, come on, man, how could you not give me the right number? And there we go. Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hola, hola. Thanks for the right number.
I texted you almost 40 minutes ago. You would think I would figure to just go ahead and check the right number in, right? I'm like, what? Oh, man.
I'm not surprised, though, I must say.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, man, why she lay it into me on that one? Like, dude, come on, man. I mean, you
he
had
just left the door wide open for me
to
talk more shit to you. That's all.
So, this is Easy, Most Known Unknown, Easy Old Soul, and I have a special guest on the show. This is my good friend, Mrs. Maggie, Google me, Martinez. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, hello. Hope everybody's doing good.
Yeah, a little bit of a backstory. I met this young lady when
Why,
I was in college
you.
Or going to college. I know, right? You know what I'm saying? We hope people don't actually Google you, because then there's nothing I can do about that. If you got your actual age, you know what I'm saying? And that's not my fault. but when I first started going to college, we had some good years, a few rough patches. We reconnected through Facebook, and it was kind of back like we never left.
Pretty much, yeah.
Definitely good to hear from her. Yeah.
Likewise.
I'm going to give her a little, go ahead, give them a little background on you, because I'm pretty sure they probably think you're from where I'm from, and I know you're not.
No, I am not from over in Chicago. I am from Reno, Nevada, over here on the West Coast. No, it's not anywhere near Vegas. We're about 8 hours away. But we are very much a smaller version of Vegas. It's a 24-hour city. No, it's not all desert and cowboys and farms. But
which
pretty much
exactly
born and raised in the West Coast. Yeah, yes. We do get all four seasons, guys. It's snowing out here right now. But, yeah, pretty much I've been in the West Coast all my life and ran into Mr. Easy through a mutual friend. And, yeah, here we are.
Yeah. And I definitely wanted the greatest to come to Nevada, but as she said, that Las Vegas is not close. So.
No, not at all. It's a good 8-hour drive and like a 2-hour flight.
Yeah. So apparently they're closer to her right now than they are if they would move to Vegas. So, yeah, when you want to tell your friends to be happy about some type of move like that, you're going to have to get your facts straight. I definitely have one.
Right.
But what's been going on with you?
Nothing.
Martin,
you know,
how you been?
Good. You know, just out here living the single life and trying to figure out what's out there. What
right.
this amazing world and market has to offer.
I think that's what brought me to your hashtag. Even though it was a play on you, which was weird, but I know living that single life is not fun. So I think that was what I was thinking when I seen the hashtag, and I'm like, man, I kind of want to ask her about what made her want to put that up. And in essence, if Miss Martinez decides to come back on the show, I think we will most likely call those shows, if she's up for it, Hashtag Talk with your boy
We'll
Easy
see.
Oso and Miss Maggie Google It, Google Me Martinez.
Oh, goodness, my hashtag. That's what got me into this.
Get
My
you in a
goodness.
lot of trouble.
I was just being goofy and trying to see what everybody's opinion is because being out in the single world, I hear it a lot. Females play too much. And I scratch my head. I'm like, what do you mean we play too much? Finally got in some shoes. I was like, all right, let me see what these men are talking about. So I told my friend was going through a relationship, and I finally told her, I'm like, you know what? I finally understand what these men talk about. You play too much. And I had to see what
Oh,
everybody's
well.
opinion was. So I was like, man, these women do play too much. You guys play too much. So
Wait, so
that's
you don't
where it
put
came
yourself in
from.
that category?
If the opportunity is there to play or whatever, yes. Okay, everybody's guilty as charged. Absolutely. However, I
Okay.
hear it a lot. Women, females play too much. I hear it all the time.
So, what
And
exactly do you feel it means? Because I think I have my opinion on what it means
well, everybody has their
and what
own
it
opinion on
incorporates.
it. But I feel like
Right.
what it means is it's an open door for women to play the game of a relationship. That's what I feel it means.
Oh,
And when they
okay.
say we
Okay.
play too much, it's a game. It's a game of the, and you either know how to play the game or you don't know how to play the game. I mean, keep in mind, I was raised by
That is.
three boys.
So
So,
you know the game.
I've witnessed many females walk in and out of my brother's lives and them just sit back and laugh.
Wow.
So, I mean,
That's some
I've
gangster
seen
stuff
it.
right there.
I mean, has the game been played on me? Absolutely, it has. I failed at it once before, but I mean, women, females play too much. What does that mean to you? I feel it's a game. So we all play games.
Now, to me, it's kind of on the same level, but I was thinking totally different. I'm thinking, you talking about one night stand type stuff. Like, yeah, they do play too much in that instance, because over
Why
here
what do
in
you mean they play
Chicago,
too much? How do women play too much? If it's a one night stand, it's a one night stand. There's not much to understand other than I'm going to see you
well,
now. Thank you. Have a great day.
see,
There's the door. That's the end of it.
here's the thing, I out
There's not
here.
much to a one night stand.
Okay, let's say you go to the bar scene out here. All right. Now, you already know what you're there to do in the most part. I don't think you really go to the bar out here to look for wifey, but I digress. Some dudes do that, and I don't know what's wrong with their vernacular or their brain cells when they go. But nonetheless, they go to the bar. They scouting. It happens. You know what I'm saying? You might find you one, but the issue I'm thinking about when I see females play too much, as far as that goes, is you find you one, but she on to the next one if she see he got some money, she got a nice car, coming there with
Well,
jewels
let's be
dropping and
real.
stuff like that,
Love doesn't pay the bills,
You say
honey.
what?
Love doesn't pay the bills. Money pays the bills.
True,
So there's a
true.
difference between
It
a
never
woman who is
did.
out there being a gold digger and a woman who's out there. You go to the bar for two reasons, easy. You go either to find somebody to go home with, or you go to the bar or the club to literally just have a good time and then go home and call it a night. Those are the only two reasons you go
Right.
to a bar or a club. Now, if you're trying to find a wife or a husband at a bar or a club, may the good Lord be with you because you're not going to find anything.
It's true. It's known. I knew. Trust me, man. When I was single, man, it was none fun. It was none fun, and I actually witnessed one of my homies. Like he was in a bar with this chick, and she was like all over the man. And I'm like, you know what, bruh? You know, I see you got something going on, but don't mess with that, bruh. And I'm trying to tell him because I already know what's gonna happen when we leave. Even though I've been out of the game for a while when I was, at the bar and stuff like that, still knew what was going to happen. And sure enough, when we got out of the bar at 4, she ended up going home with the dude with the 300. So I think in that feeling, yes, females play too much. Yeah, that was wrong. Now, was he hurt? No, and he shouldn't have been because it was a dip. But as far as relationships go, yeah, I can give a little bit of leeway, but y'all do play too much in those, too.
How do we play too much in those? Yeah. That's my question.
Oh, because y'all reach. Y'all are reach gods. That's what I feel like y'all are. Y'all know us. Y'all know us. Y'all know how easy y'all can play us, man. Don't sit there with that.
But it goes both ways because any man can sit there and be like, you know what? You're out too much in the social scene. It's not the right look for you. You should really stay home. And I think this weekend you should just call it a weekend at home and just need a blanket and read some damn books. But then the guys go out, turn around.
Yes, that sounds like a great day. Whoever said that? Yes. Whoever said that? That's a great man. Okay.
Come on.
That is
now.
A great man
come
right there.
Now.
You get you some Harry Potter. And go crazy.
Yes, read some
okay,
books. Yes,
nothing
but can
wrong
you
with
give
it.
Me a blanket while we're at it? No. How about you knit your own blanket? Read your own damn book.
Hey, it's cold
because
days
when you
out
turn
here.
Around and look,
you know
these guys are out there talking to 2, 3, 4, 5 females while they're trying to convince us that we're the only ones and we should stay at home because the party scene is not the look for us.
How you know
so
that?
What does that mean?
How you know that? How you know I ain't out at church? You know what I'm saying? Reading
on a Saturday
hymns
night
and trying to get right with the
o'clock?
Lord.
On a Saturday night at 11
you know,
o'clock?
The church open 24 hours,
when your social
media
is blowing up?
You know the church
you don't
is
go
open
somewhere.
24 hours, right?
Easy, you know damn well there is no man in their 20s, 30s really sitting out there going to church.
You don't know
Lord
that. You ain't go check
woman
the church, did you? Nope. You ain't go check the church. You too busy at home knitting that blanket and reading them Harry Potter novels. That's what you had.
Yes,
doing,
that they
okay
want me to sit at home.
So
and
you
read
would
them
not know.
Absolutely. But then you guys sit there and you're like, if prime example, dude that I was talking to at one point, we ended up going to the same club separately, and I was with my boys. Women are allowed to have friends that are guys. With my boys, and the club was packed. Jam-packed. We had Ty Dolla $ign. We were doing an appearance, all that. You couldn't get through the crowd unless you were being pulled by somebody. So I'm in between both my boys. They're pulling me through the crowd. Dude sees me holding onto their hands as they're yanking me, and he walks up to me and says, never mind, do you, boo-boo. And I looked at him. He grabs his phone, and on his phone, there's 2 messages from the Facebook messages of 2 different females. And I looked at him and I said, I don't know why you're mad at me when you got 2 females hitting you up on your phone right now. So who plays too much, me or him?
And you know what he did? You know what he did after that? He was so upset. So upset. You ain't want to listen to him about his novels and sitting at home and knitting that blanket because it's real cold out there right now. And you know what he decided to do? He decided to go to church. He went right to church after that, I guarantee you.
I don't even
okay
think he knew how to sign his right hand.
And he
hand
prayed
out
about it. He prayed about it.
Well,
that
didn't pray
that
hard
was
enough
terrible. 2 guys pulling you. I don't know what to think either. Play too much. Play too damn much. What you do.
Really? Right. But I'm sitting
hey
there.
No, be
lo
honest,
behold,
I would not
by
be
myself,
offended by that.
Seriously, though, and you have 2 girls on your phone hitting you up at the same time? But you're mad at me because I'm just trying to get through the crowd.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to play you to the left on here. I'm gonna play you too much on here. You know, I can't go against us. It's like you can't go against y'all. I don't think y'all can honestly say y'all gonna just flat out tell us what you're doing, you know, what's going on. And I don't think y'all ever would. I think if y'all need to get something, in any relationship, if you need to get something, you're gonna play too much. So I did think it does happen on both ends, although I think we are more direct. Y'all can, if y'all need it and y'all know we won't get it.
Direct about what? You're really going to sit there when you were single and tell whoever you were talking to, tell them, you know what, I'm really talking to 4 or 5 women right now. So you got to prove yourself to me. You're really going to tell somebody that?
If I'm being honest,
Nope, I'm going to stop you right there. You're full of it.
How am I full of it? I feel like
no this. Man in their damn right
if
mind.
I'm trying to be,
like, excuse
I'm
me, honey. Oh yeah, mommy.
Exclusive.
I'm talking to 4 women, and between these 4 women, I bet, mommy, where do you fit? Let me see what you got to prove. What do you have to bring to the table? You're tripping, because I would be like, 4 women. Well, you better go find one of them 4 to help you, because I'm not going to be the 5th idiot to be chasing you. I don't have time for that, honey.
Hey, we being honest. You know, ain't nothing wrong with being honest. Okay.
So then when us women
look,
sit here and we have our options,
I got 4 or 5 body
bars
on the side here.
Okay. Okay.
I'm on my pun, okay? I'm not a player.
Okay.
I just crush a lot.
What?
Okay.
Do you even know
is,
when that song came out?
How can we tell y'all? How can we talk to y'all? How can we actually tell y'all that type of stuff? When y'all got the power.
Do you expect us to tell you, you know what, I have these 2 different guys fighting to wine and dine me tonight, so what do you have to offer for tonight? Where are you thinking of taking
because
me to dinner?
Because the Lord said so. That's why I'm expecting you to tell me that.
No, so therefore we all play.
You clearly
all play
don't
games.
Read
yes,
your Bible.
Yes, us women do, we do have the higher power of having options and playing the game a little. Don't get mad because we play it a little better. That's all I got to say.
No, it's easier. It's easier for y'all. That's what it is.
No, because
hey,
you guys get
I know
hot.
How
you
I look.
Know how to cover
okay,
your trail.
My mama done told me how I look. You know what I'm saying? She kind of like, dude, look, you dude, you, hey, you ain't got much options, man, okay? I'm sorry, son, but you're ugly. And I'm thinking my mom joking. Like, no, mom, you ain't serious about that. You joking. No, I'm being serious. Yeah.
I think that's every
you should
mama,
probably
though,
try to
easy.
Wrap it
that's
up.
That's every mama, easy. You just got your feelings hurt.
Yeah, all right. My mom told me that after 28 years of knowing me. I literally thought she was joking, like, hey, mom, you ain't serious, right? You know, that made me think about every interaction I done had with a woman. Because if your mom say it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely going to be like, man, it's
well,
so
my mom says the same thing about me. Moms are brutally honest.
I think
honest.
Your mom said that about you because you bother her too much.
She says I look a lot like my father. So she's like, unfortunately, you got the ugly genes. And I looked at her, I'm like, I guess then, Mom, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, man. I don't know. I did feel some type of way.
I do got a woman who puts her business out there on blast saying, I've talked to this many guys, da 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 da. It's not as cute of a look as if a guy does it. I am a strong believer in that. So we don't let it be known.
I honestly admit that.
We don't let it be known about what our options are, who this and who that, at least the classier ones. Versus a man who can sit there and have 18 different women and put it out there that he has 18 different women, he's looked at different if I was to have it. So there's a difference.
True,
we do play, but you got to play it smart. You got to play it smart.
In that case, you do have a point. Now, this don't go for me. It used to when I was younger, but not much anymore. I'm not really that type of guy anymore. I've grown. And I think a lot of my homies that I know, they more on an older level. Odd reason, though, for a lot of men, they have mixed emotions. I know they said the woman is an emotional creature, but some men are emotional creatures. Some women
oh my
can handle the
God,
truth.
Are you guys the most
I don't know why.
feelings turned
I don't
on
know what,
to 110%. Let me tell you.
I'll just say, there's some guys, and you're right, it's called a double standard. I've had it happen to me a lot of the times, too, with women, which is funny because it's like, damn, I'm supposed to be the one really playing to, you know, the left, playing you to the left. But in most cases, I'm not that type of guy. But most of the time, men are kind of sensitive on that topic because they feel like they so pimpish. You know, I'm out here, I got a couple of women on the side. In their minds, if I'm able to do this, well, I know she ain't out there doing nothing. Any chick that I'm with, I know, well, I guess I could say the permanent chick or the one that they want to be, and they checking in on you, you probably what they would consider to be the permanent chick. So if in that case, when they think about it, I still got these chicks on the side, but man, I want this one. You know what I'm saying? I want the permanent chick. But then it's the case of, I already know I'm good with it because she ain't going nowhere. You know, I got it that well, she ain't going nowhere. So I think if they was bold enough in their mind to say that, they also should be bold enough in their mind to say that, well, she might be going somewhere. But, you know, that's not how it works with a man's ego. I'm pretty sure you know that. You done probably stroked it a couple of times. Not in that fashion. Don't think like that. That's very wrong with you if you was. You need to go to church, Maggie. Okay? But in most cases, they don't think like that. So when they do find out, man, they, you know, they get all how you can tell me the word because I don't really know how to say it. I was going to say butt hurt, but I feel like y'all got a word.
That works too. But her words too. But here's the thing is if you have that permanent woman that you are, that you're connecting with, then what's the need for all the extra? But yet you want us to take you serious and not play games. If you're the one playing games.
So in that aspect, y'all do have a right to play too much.
Okay. And I feel like that's 2000 damn near 17 now. That's what's out there, unfortunately. And that's females play too much.
Up.
Well, you know, we might play too much. But we only play it because we're not going to sit here and let somebody else play it and think that we're just dumb and going to sit at home and knit a blanket and read Harry Potter books. Because it doesn't go that way.
And then go to church.
And then go to church. I got to go find him at 11 o'clock at night on Saturday night.
Yep.
And try to connect.
And watch. You're going to be surprised. You're going to meet that brother in church and you're going to hit me up like, damn, Easy, I thought you were just joking. Nope. I told you, that's where that brother went. He didn't know what to do. He was lost, and he found God.
I won't even say it. You know what? You might be right. You might be right.
I got a bull issue for the most part, man. Because, like I said, I got to keep us to a high standard. But we are about to come up on the close of the show. I want to thank you, Ms. Martinez, for coming on. It was much appreciated. And like I said, I'm hoping I can get you back on and we can, you know, officially make a radio
thank
show.
Thank you. I appreciate the invite. Thank you for the correct number to call. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, always, always. And the Lord said,
it was a pleasure.
He sent that one to me. And, of course, if you do come on, I'm going to be happy to make you part of the show because it's always fun when we get together and talk. I want to see what your next hashtag is going to be.
On my Facebook, and it will probably be within the next day or two. I will come up with something interesting to start a conversation about.
I got you. We're going to see if we can get you back on to talk about that. So I appreciate you. This is Brohood. Lives in Sports Radio, the most known, easy unknown, checking in with you, and Mrs. Maggie Gooley Martinez. And y'all have a good night.
Good night.